I know you all are excited about the song, and hallelujah. So very shortly before I come up to bring the word, we're going to be ministering unto you. And just to put a few words, hallelujah, amen. So just to put perspective to the song, we are not musicians, we are worshipers. And the difference between a musician and a worshiper, with all due respect, is that one is concerned about the musical excellence and presentation, whereas the other is concerned about the life-giving component. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So beyond getting excited and getting happy, it's important that we position your spirit to understand what God is saying. I didn't know that God would give me the release to let this song out at this time, but I just sense that God has been doing, from the start of this month, God has been moving in such a way, and it's important to discern what he's doing and to respond in partnership. So I'll give you a few scriptures just to put perspective. Three scriptures. Number one is Isaiah chapter 55, 10 and 11. Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. The Bible says, "For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it to bring forth and to bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater." Can we read verse 11 together if you're a child of God? One to go. "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Scripture number two, Joshua chapter 21 and verse 45. Joshua 21 and verse 45. I really love this scripture. My goodness. Receive it as a prophetic word. Can we do NKJV? The new King James Version. I think it gives us a better. All right. So everyone go ahead. Let's read together. One, two, go. How many came to pass? So how many will come to pass in your life? Does that include your health, your finances, your children, your spiritual life, your business, your destiny? Receive it as a prophetic word in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me give you the final scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20. It says, "For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him are amen, to the glory of God that is through us." So the title of the song you are about to hear is Amen. Hallelujah. And when God gave me this song, it came in bits, and it truly ministered to my spirit. So I'm serving you the grace of God contained in this song, not just as a ministration from a man to people, but as one who has been the first recipient of the blessing of this song. This is a song of hope. This is a song of faith. This will wake someone's faith alive in the name of Jesus and bring you back to the consciousness of the integrity of God's word. And we're honored to have a beautiful, world-class Koinonia worship team. Let's give them a big God bless you. Hallelujah. So this song is really a reminder of the integrity of God's word. God's word can be trusted because God himself, the author of the word, has proven time and again that he can be trusted. Please listen, and where the song hits you, where the song resonates with your spirit, you are at liberty to rejoice. Ladies and gentlemen, present to you, Amen.
Thank you. Speak the word and it will come to pass. And I establish every word. We'll sing that again. I declare and I declare what the word says. And I prophesy and I establish every word, cause it will come to pass. I believe, yes I believe, cause it will fail. Amen. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? It will come to pass.
Of faith, I believe. Make your declarations of faith. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Someone say so. Concerning your health, say so. Concerning your finances, say so. Make declarations of faith. This is where you participate in this song. Shalom bratoski abararabakata brandike belege baratusiata. Make declarations of faith. I'm blessed, the head and not the tail, above and not below, not beneath, going forward, making progress, doing much for the kingdom. Someone go ahead and declare, in the name of Jesus Christ, glory to glory, grace to grace, power to power, wisdom to wisdom. Shabaleka parantos yadabakapra gedebeleketa. I decree and I declare what the word says over me. I prophesy and I establish every word. One more time. I decree and I declare. What the word says over me, I prophesy and I establish every word spoken to me. It will come to pass. Amen. Stay right there. That's the part I wanted to emphasize for a few minutes. You are making a prophetic declaration. It will come to pass. Amen. Over your life, over your health, prophesy with me. Say it will come to pass. Amen. Let your eyes be on Jesus. I'd like you to see possibilities as you prophesy tonight. It will come to pass. Who art thou, mountain, before Zerubbabel? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt be made plain. Say it will come to pass. Amen. I like this other part of the song. Says it won't fail. Because his promises are yea and amen. Shalabarantoski adabakos. Say it won't fail. No, he will not fail you. He will not fail you in your finances, in your health. One more time, lift your voice. Say it won't fail. Let this sink into your spirit. Say it won't fail.
Say it won't fail. Say it won't fail. Say it won't fail.
Prophesy.
It won't fail. Says in Genesis chapter 21 and verse 1, the Bible says, the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and he did unto Sarah as he has spoken. He visited Sarah as he has said. He visited Joshua Selman as he has said. He visited your family. He won't fail. He visits as he has said, and he does as he has spoken. He has the power to make his word come to pass. Are you ready to prophesy? It won't come to. Go ahead and make declarations of faith. I know it will come to pass. I may not see wind, I may not see rain, but I know my valley shall be filled with water to the glory of the name of the Lord. Though my beginning be small, I know that my latter end shall greatly increase. It will come to pass. Amen. I say yes. I say yes. I say yes. I say yes. I say yes.
I say yes.
I say yes.
I say yes,
Lord. To your word. To your will. To your spirit. I say yes, Lord, to your promises, to your will, to your power. I say yes, Lord. I say yes. I say yes. I say yes.
I say yes.
It will come to pass. I believe it won't fail. Amen. I believe, amen, amen. I say yes to your word. Amen, amen. I say yes. I say yes. Amen, amen. I say yes to your word.
Are you still praying?
Amen, amen. I say yes, I say yes, say yes, I say yes.
Sabalakusha brandegete bakata, to your power, to your wisdom, to faith, to glory, to the anointing, to your words, to direction. I say yes, Lord. I say yes.
I say yes.
I say yes, Lord. To your word. To your will. To your wisdom. To your power. Over my family. My destiny. I say yes, Lord. I decree and I declare
what the word says over me. I prophesy and I establish every word spoken to.
One more time, I decree.
I decree and I declare what the word says over me. I prophesy and I establish every word spoken to me. It will come to pass. Amen. I believe, I believe it won't fail.
Lift your hands, wave it to Jesus and give him praise and glory in the house of God tonight. Father, we thank you for your word. We say amen to your word concerning our lives. Thank you. Thank you for the power of your word. Let it build faith in us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Give him a big hand clap. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Can you give the Koinonia worship team a big God bless you?